Hi, this is a dictation from Mohammad Amir, Muhammad. Last name is Amir, Amir. Date of service is 7/16/2024. Date of accident 8/29/2023. Date of birth is 9/18/86. The gentleman is visiting us on 7/16/2024. His last visit was on 4/22/2024. And he has not seen or come since then. He missed all the appointments. And he was called several times. It appears that he got better and he was discharged on 5/10/2024 from our services. At that time, he was reporting 50% improvement. He wants to come back now. He has no reason to miss all the appointments. He reports that he has been seeing some other doctors, like Dr. Julian, who is a neurosurgeon, who suggested a redo surgery for his lumbar spine. And he was referred by a physical therapist. And now he has been seen by Dr. Gary Gilliard, who suggested an operation. But he's scared of the surgery, and he doesn't want any surgery to be done. Who is me? By Dr. Gary Gilliard. He was initially had an MRIs for his injuries. He was in an automobile accident on 9/8/2023 as a restaurant driver with his wife, and was hit on a rear part of the driver's side by another car making a wide turn, leading to some headaches with no symptoms of TBI, but pain symptoms were reported in the area of the neck, mid-back, lower back only, and some pain in the left knee. The MRI for the lower spine showed herniated disc at L3-4 and 4-5-L5-S1. He was also found to have a hydronephrosis of the left renal pelvis, for which he was referred to a urologist. In addition, patient had a cervical spine MRI that showed a herniated disc at E3-4, E4-5, E5-6, E6-7, leading to pain in the neck area. And do not have the MRI for his left knee, because his left knee has improved and he is able to walk reasonably good on it. He has received a left knee brace and a cervical traction kicking pad, back brace, cold compression. He was also referred to neurology. A brain MRI with NeuroQuant was ordered that has never been done since February of 2024. He was also referred for medical education, and he was referred to Dr. Gary Gilliard 4/22/2024 for the ACL sprain and medial meniscus tear, and to Dr. Cohen also, but he has not made it there yet. He doesn't want to do any surgery, the left knee or short lumbar spine. He also is not interested in any injection treatments. And we discussed all the surgical options and all other options, including spinal cord stimulation device. He's scared. He only wants a conservative treatment. He reports his pain to be between 6 and 7, ADLs being affected 7. 30% improvement is reported by the patient at this time. Kindly review the records for the ADL for system review for additional issues and for substance abuse and a compliance history. The physical examination is blood pressure is 141 over 98, pulse is 92, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam is as per previous exam of 4/22/2024, dictation number 0502-007. The musculoskeletal examination and the left knee examination is the same. The rest of the areas have improved, including shoulders, elbows, no other issues are found. The wrists are completely normal. No tingle sign and phalen sign are negative and good grip. And the only issue is in the cervical spine and the lumbar spine, where there is a scar of 1 inch long, 2 inch long scar in the lumbar spine area. Diagnosis of the same plan is to continue physical therapy for neck and the lower back at the patient request. We are requesting a physical therapy evaluation and recertification, and for more therapy, left knee therapy is also ordered. He is okay to work. His maps have been reviewed, labs have been reviewed, and the patient is provided with the Celebrex, Acifex, Neurontin, and Tylenol codeine, which he did not accept and left the bag of pharmacy at the office. It appears that he doesn't have much pain. So he'll be removed from physical therapy and chiropractic, as he has already done enough of it. And it has been more than a year, around a year, that he has been injured. More than 9 months of therapy has been provided. And if he wants to have a surgical option or spinal cord stimulation device or injection treatment, we are open for his help. Thank you. He's getting second consultation with Dr. Julian and Dr. Gary Gilliard at this time for his knee and for his heart. He's also seeing Dr. Mohan, who is a neurosurgeon as well. Thank you. Otherwise, he's stable, he's working full-time.